with the capillaries below. I do not anticipate any pricing change for this amendment. However, they reserve the right to reschedule, to reprice until we give them specific details of the changes in eligibility you choose. I was kind of confused on that. I didn't know we'd ever discuss that there would possibly be any pricing change, because these people we're talking about have already been approved on it under the price that is. They're on the plan now.
I think the reason for that was, let's say we have, we've been discussing this now since budget time, and so, or today, but we don't actually make the decision to do it until 2 weeks from now. Are we going to allow the person that retired today be on there? I think that's where that question was coming from, and not to put words in his mouth, but my understanding was that he couldn't imagine there being any changes, but wants to let us know that there could be. So if and when we do make the motion, it probably needs to be worded in such a way to where the outcome is what we want and not have issues later on.
I think you're probably fair. I think we have one that was going to retire in February, and he's anxiously waiting. So if he goes ahead and retires, is this what you're saying, Commissioner Williams? That
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was planning on retiring before we even started discussing this. So it's not. I don't want there to be a perception that this is something that's been discussed well before. From what I understand, well before we knew that he was going to retire or not.
Yes. So, if a motion needs to be made, I make a motion that we table it till next week, till we hear from our provider.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I think, and maybe we have stated it, but I don't know, but in discussions that we've had, especially during budget, the employees are going to more than likely stay on anyway, so the reason there's no increase to our cost is because they're there regardless. So the benefit and the savings of the county is being able to replace the one that's been with us for quite a bit longer at a lower pay. And the county would not be paying for their insurance. They would be picking up their insurance. So I just want to make sure that was clear. The individual that retired would be paying for their insurance.
Yes.
Just have the benefit of being on the county plan.
Yes. If these employees did not retire and stayed on the plan, the insurance would be the same. But if it could be a factor in whether they retire or not, if they're allowed to stay on the county insurance,
right,
then they would go ahead and retire. And like you said, new employees hired in at a less rate.
Okay, we'll move down. Next is the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement with the City of Hollister, number 18005CM. I have a letter from Taney County Commission Attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement between the City of Hollister and Taney County, Missouri, and it was revised as a result of a meeting between representatives of the county and the city on January 22, 2018. The agreement is approved to form as revised.
Remind me on which this agreement is.
The airport.
The airport.
Oh, it. This is the one that we discussed. Okay.
Yep.
I make a motion to approve the Intergovernment Cooperative Agreement between the City of Hollister and Taney County, file number 18-005-CM.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. T Tenny County Detention Center, Tyco Simplex Grinnell Incorporated, number 18001S. I have a letter dated February 1st, 2018, from Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed the agreement for the Taney County Detention Center hardware and software repair, replace, and update installation and post-installation services between Tyco Simplex Grinnell Incorporated and Taney County. After having negotiated a number of terms in the Simplex Grinnell standard terms and conditions to the agreement, I approve the agreement as to form.
Mr. Chair, Russell there?
He is.
I'm assuming this is everything that needs to be done for the security of the jail.
He's coming forward.
He's coming to the mic. Hang on.
Actually, Building and Grounds has been the one handling this. I've not seen the completed contract, but from what I understand, it's referring to the intercoms and the cameras and all that stuff that needs to be replaced and updated. And I believe it's going to be a continual maintenance provided by Simplex Grinnell.
And also, the attorney went over it and made any adjustments on the county's behalf that was necessary.
Right, right.
But this encompasses all that you're needing done, though, right?
From my understanding, it is, yes.
All right.
But then a continual maintenance on it.
If no other questions, I make a motion to approve the Taney County Detention Center agreement with Simplex Grinnell and Taney County, number 18-001S.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I think the next one's yours, Jimmy.
First Amendment to the Agreement for the Provisions of Inmate Health Services, file number 18003S. I have a letter dated February 2nd, 2018, from Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the First Amendment to the Agreement for the Provisions of Inmate Health Services, Taney County, Missouri, with Advanced Correctional Health Care, First Amendment. After having negotiated the terms of the First Amendment with representatives of the ACH, I approve this agreement as to form.
This is just what was presented.
Yes, this amendment is the basically the increase in psychiatric care for the inmates from 2 hours a week to 10 hours a week, as we had discussed back during the budget hearings.
There's no questions, and I make a motion to approve the amended agreement, First Amendment, to the Advanced Correctional Health Care between Advanced Correctional Health Care in Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Financial statement.
Good morning. Commissioners, I have a copy of the financial statement that we reviewed, and it has been signed by myself, Melanie Smith, and Rick Finley. Sorry.
Can you just identify yourself?
I'm sorry. This is Donna Neely. I'm the Taney County Clerk.
Okay.
And I brought forward the financial statement that we reviewed in a work session. We've made corrections to it during that meeting. It's been reviewed by myself, Rick Finley, and Melanie Smith, and all three of us have signed it. And it is now time for the commission to review and sign it. And I have three copies, three originals, one for the commission, one for the state, and one for my office. Are there any questions? Seeing none, I'll just pass it. If you'll approve it, I'll pass this to you to sign.
This is the corrected version that Melanie and Rick both signed and agreed to?
Yes. I signed it as well.
I make a motion that the financial statement for as December 31st, 2017 be entered into record, and knowing that the commission approves it and will sign it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Would you like to sign it now or bring it to you later? Later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Donna, the next one's Title III Expenditures.
Title III Expenditures and Unobligated Funds.
We have to do a report to the Department of Agriculture on the funds that we've collected since 2008. I contacted Melanie Smith to pull a report to determine those figures. And I presented that to Mr. Schofield to sign, and he wanted an explanation as to what Title III is. And I sent an email. There's a website called Secure Rural Schools, and that funding can be spent under certain circumstances. One, the Sheriff's Office can use it for any emergency services that he does on national forest property, like looking for an individual, helping with law enforcement if there's a fire, something like that. And the fire departments can also request it for any time they help in a search or any fire protection within the national forest. The other issue is an organization, say like individuals who live on property that backs up to the national forest, they can create what's called a Firewise community. And they can form the group, come to the commission with a project to clear their property between, clear a fire break between their property and the national forest. And that is another method. It is all located on the website of the Department of Agriculture and Firewise Community, Title III, Firewise Community. It's a little complicated, so you really have to read the online version. It's hard to share all the different things but that you have to go through, but it is all on that website. I have emailed that in the past to fire districts and to Chris Burnt, our emergency manager, and to, again, emailed it to our sheriff.
And how many, what's the total amount of funds available?
I believe it's $185,000, a little over that.
Yep.
The document has already been signed, but Mr. Schofield wanted us to share with the public because it's not very often that the public understands what this is, and I'm happy to meet with the media if you want to come by, and I can show you the websites and maybe give a little story on it. Maybe that will get somebody interested in building a fire break on their property. I mean, the county will pay for that fire break, but you do have to go through the steps of creating a Firewise community.
I just wanted it announced. Yep.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
Well, you said the county will pay. It comes out of those funds.
Comes out of those funds that we get from Title III, yes, for the forestry. Is there any questions?
The fire departments, what do they have to do to prove?
If they're assisting, like somebody is lost in the national forest, sometimes the fire districts will go out. I know the sheriff's department goes out. An example that I could come up with was we recently purchased a drone, So rent for the use of that drone and the individuals to run it, plus all the sheriff's deputies that are out in the forest looking for a lost individual. That is something